Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie, and welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in our town. Although it feels like summer is over, with North Shore School District and Lake Washington School District students heading back to school, there's plenty of family fun to be had this month. Two local farmers markets will be open throughout the month. What may be considered the most famous car in the world is coming to Kirkland, and runners of all ages hit the streets in one of Kirkland's most popular triathlons. The Kirkland Wednesday Market, located on Park Lane, continues through September 28th, and the Juanita Friday Market keeps going at Juanita Beach Park until October 7th. On September 11th, car enthusiasts will be thinking of Sean Connery at the Kirkland Concours d'Elegance when they see the Aston Martin DB5 that was used in the James Bond, Goldfinger, and Thunderball movies. Invited participants to the show are grouped into classes and judged by international experts based on their rarity, quality, presence, and most of all, their elegance. The most rare and unique automobiles will be on display at Carillon Point from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Proceeds from this premier concourse event benefit uncompensated children's care at Seattle Children's Hospital and Evergreen Medical Center. For information on this event, visit kirklandconcourse.com. The following weekend, contestants will rally for the Kirkland Triathlon and take to the streets of downtown Kirkland on foot and bicycles and swim the shores of Lake Washington. The adult triathlon will be held on Saturday, September 17th and starts at Marina Park. A kids triathlon will be held on Sunday, September 18th, and that starts at Houghton Beach. Visit www.racecenter.com/KirklandTri for more information. Don't let summer's coming to a close keep you from enjoying the outdoors and even the indoors. Check out the Fall and Winter Recreation Guide from the city's Parks and Community Services Department. Classes and activities are offered at the Peter Kirk Community Center and North Kirkland Community Center for parent and child, preschool, youth and teen, and adult. Sign up for one of the popular favorites, including Pee Wee Soccer, Youth Boys and Girls Basketball, and Co-Ed Adult Dodgeball or Volleyball. Or try something new like Baby Boogie Woogie, Indoor Teeny Tennis, or Argentine Tango. For those 50+, the city offers language classes, health and nutrition courses, and day trips for shopping, dining, and leisure. You can register online at kirklandparks.net. Mail in your registration form or drop it off at the Parks Department, 505 Market Street. They may not need to learn to drive, but they still need a license. Dogs and cats 8 weeks or older are required to be licensed. According to the American Veterinarian Medical Association, more than 25,000 pets call Kirkland their home. County licensing records show only 5,000 are licensed. A pet license is more than just a dog or cat tag. It's a protection policy for pets and pet owners. If your pet gets lost, it can't tell anyone where it lives. Having a license will help King County Regional Animal Services return Spot or Fluffy to you. Pet licenses and renewals can be obtained online at www.kingcounty.gov/pets. By mail if you download the form from the county website and send it in, or in person at any of the more than 100 pet licensing sales locations, including Kirkland City Hall. The Kirkland community is invited to attend a September 11th memorial service as part of Patriot Day to be held on Monday, September 12th, 8 a.m., Kirkland City Hall, North Entrance. The Kirkland Fire Department and Police Department personnel will speak to the tragic events that occurred on September 11, 2001, and will present a wreath to honor the public safety personnel and civilians who lost their lives on that day. Thank you for watching this week's episode of Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can access any episode on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, story ideas, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.